proclaiming truth to restore life and liberty. This is The Future of America with your host, Nena Arias. She has proclaimed truth for over 40 years in many nations of the world and now endeavors to restore the values of the biblical worldview that made the United States of America the most powerful nation in the world. Ideas have consequences. They're passed on from generation to generation, forming the culture of a society. To eradicate error, the moral and ethical principles of the Bible must be firmly established in the heart and mind of each individual. Discover how to apply biblical principles to transform your world. And now, your host, Nena Arias.
Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." End of quote. From Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Jesus was criticized, even by his disciples, for putting attention to the children. But he told them, you know what? If you do not grow and develop a character like the children who are trusting, who are obeying what they're supposed to obey, if you do not believe like children, you're not going to make it. He said, you see these little children? Of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, that doesn't mean that the kingdom of heaven is filled with children only. He is talking about the attributes in the character of children, which is so precious. Yet, many people take advantage of children in the world today, and in many ways that even parents are not aware of how their children are being victimized and exploited, even in the schools where they send their children with their permission. Children's minds are being assaulted. Their emotions are being atrophied. The value system that perhaps parents have taught them is being overrun by the schools, and they are making these children into, it seems like, even zombies at times, because you see all the unrest in the streets right now from young people, millennials. Where are their values? Have their parents taught them to be that way? Disrespectful? Looters? Foul mouth? Criminals? That's what we are seeing in our society today. Too much of. Children, dear friends, are our most treasured blessings. And they require diligent, tender, loving care in their formation. Anything less is robbing them of their due, and they will suffer the consequences. Do you think these young people who are acting so riotous and violent and foul, do you think they are happy individuals? No, they are not. And because they are not happy, they don't want anybody else to be happy. But that is the result. Those are the consequences of when children are not brought upright. In this topic, we are analyzing exactly how vulnerable children are and how many in the world are abusing them in many horrific ways. So welcome to the program as we continue looking into this very dark world of the victimization and exploitation of children. This is part number two, and I'm Nena Arias. We did mention in our previous program that this is not an easy subject. Believe me, my heart is breaking as I look into this dark world of what is going on with the victimization and exploitation of children in the world. And some of you may find this information very disturbing, like I do. I find this very disturbing. Nonetheless, it is super important that we do not avoid this subject. To those of you who think this issue may not hit close to home, you have a surprise coming. It does. In more ways than you know. I have briefly mentioned in my opening statement how children are being victimized and abused in our very own public school system. And there are many other ways that children in your own neighborhood, in your own family, your loved ones are being abused, sexually exploited, molested in your very own family. We need to educate ourselves on this issue so that we can protect our loved ones and help others around us. Because if no member of your family is being affected by this, somebody around you is. And of course, we know of incest that goes on in families, sometimes by the very ones who are supposed to love them and care for them. A few years back, we learned of a father of 9 children, I believe, that were all musically inclined. Every one of them was sexually abused, well, except the boys, I believe. But all the girls in that family were sexually abused by their father, and none of them would speak until they became young adults, and they started comparing notes, and then the whole thing was discovered. And that man is in jail. The very own father who's supposed to love them, nurture them, educate them, serve them, was abusing his children. So, yes, this is a very disturbing subject. Nonetheless, it is growing by leaps and bounds. And we must not turn a blind eye and find out what we can do. Even though these kinds of behaviors have been with the human race from the very beginning, as we related to and spoke about in part number 1 of this subject, which I highly encourage you to listen. It set the groundwork of what we are looking at. It still does not excuse it. And the bottom line is that all this is brought about by sinful human beings. Did you know that every 30 seconds, somewhere in the world, a child is abducted, kidnapped, and taken into trafficking? So reports Tim Ballard, and I'll tell you in a bit who Tim Ballard is. But he informs us that it is the fastest growing industry, and get this, it is closely rivaling drug trafficking. Do you get the picture? Drug trafficking is so widespread in the world. It makes money in the billions and billions of dollars all around the world. Trafficking children is rivaling the drug trafficking world. And it is so sad that a bag of cocaine gets sold once, but a child gets sold 20 and 30 times in a day. In a day. And depending on the age of the child is how much the John will pay. And children in prostitution are a lot more expensive than adult prostitutes. They get sold for 3 and 4 and 5 times more than an adult prostitute. So you know that in a day, those pimps make thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars, depending on the number of children that they have that they are selling, and depending on the ages of the children. I was appalled in one of Ravi Zacharias's sermons and messages say that his daughter is involved in helping women in prostitution. And he reported that one John was buying an 18-month-old baby, 18-month-old baby, to have sex with her. What kind of monster does that? And this happens to children 10, 20, 30 times a day. I'm telling you, this is mind-boggling. And it just breaks my heart to even have to report this, but this is the truth. There's no other way to describe what I'm saying except that it is modern-day slavery. Slavery is still with us today in many ways. It is estimated that there are 30 million slaves in the world, and 10 million of those are children. Again, this is according to CEO Tim Ballard of Operation Underground Railroad, whose work I highly recommend, and that you get involved in some way, and others that we will share with you. You can find his work at undergroundrailroad.com. And this man, Tim Ballard, is doing an outstanding and very effective dismantling work, pulling apart, exposing these child trafficking rings and rescuing kids all over the world. He reports that as of now, they are working in 26 countries. Let me give you a little bit of background about Tim Ballard, this courageous man. Who is he? Tim Ballard is a former undercover operative with the CIA and spent over a decade working as a special agent for the Department of Homeland Security. He was assigned to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force and deployed as an undercover operative for the U.S. Child Sex Tourism Jump Team. Tim has worked every type of case imaginable in the fight to dismantle child trafficking rings. Ballard has worked undercover in the United States and in multiple foreign countries to infiltrate child trafficking organizations. In this effort, he has successfully dismantled dozens of these organizations and rescued countless children from sex slavery. He has trained hundreds of law enforcement officers and has testified before the United States Congress on best practices to liberate children from sex slavery. This is just a little bit of background on this man and others like him. And when you hear his testimony, his life story, I believe he has produced 2 movies now about the work that he does. This man literally puts his life, his wife's life, and his children's life on the line to do this kind of dangerous work. But both he and his wife said, if we didn't do this, we couldn't live with ourselves. And both he and his wife are people of faith. So they said, we don't want to put our salvation on the line or lose it by not doing anything. If we can. These are brave, brave people and deserve all of our support, both prayerfully, financially, and in any way that you can offer your services. They're always looking for tech-savvy people because, as we will find out, here in the United States, that is where the traffic is going on. Online. So if you are a tech-savvy person, you're a Google expert, you can help them find these rings or these people who are buying these innocent children for their twisted, perverted, so-called pleasure. They know how to train you to go online and to find these people that are so hidden, even in websites like Craigslist. That's right. Most people go on Craigslist to find good buys on furniture and cars and almost anything. But these perverts have code words, code icons, code language that they use to identify each other and to promote the trafficking of children, and how they appeal to the Johns that are looking for these innocent, pure victims. It's amazing the underground that goes on and how cunning these people are to carry this out. Ballard reports that some of those 10 million children are forced into commercial sex trade, into slave labor, and even organ harvesting. Did you get that? Organ harvesting. What kind of monsters do this? And depending on what type of organ they are harvesting, these children are mutilated when an organ of theirs gets harvested. And get this, a child's heart is the ultimate sacrifice, and people are willing to pay up to $500,000 for a child's heart. And of course, we know that no one can live without a heart. So that is a sure death for that child, for money. The victimization of children is being done for money, prostitution, and all kinds of perverted sexual activities of deviance among us. That's right. They are among us. And also, like I just mentioned, for organ harvesting. It is estimated the human trafficking market makes $150 billion a year buying and selling children and people. $150 billion a year. Every single year. What kind of market is out there? What kind of people are buying other human beings? The shocking truth about all this is that the U.S. is the number one consumer and demand for child exploitation. Tell me we don't deserve God's full wrath and judgment. About 80% of the demand in Latin America is the U.S. consumer that goes out on vacation or travels just for this purpose. In other countries, by tourism, about 50% of the demand is U.S. travelers. And in the other countries outside of the United States, you can see the traffic of these children right on the streets. They don't even hide it. In the U.S., it's mostly done online, and that is where the predators are, online. Mostly, these predators and groomers are on social media. Parents, are you listening? Pay attention. These predators and groomers are online. And they know exactly where to find the children. So if you let your child be alone with their electronic gadgets and you think they are only playing games on their gadgets, guess who else is on those websites? And they groom these children right through the websites where the children are. You must be aware of what your kids are doing with their gadgets, where they can access social media at any level. And even the games are not safe territory, like I just mentioned. What platforms are your kids on? What platforms are the pedophiles at? On children's platforms. That is how they find them. They pretend to be other children. They know how to talk to the children in child language, so to speak. And that is how they pull them in. I was listening to a testimony of a taxi driver who picked up a girl that was 13 years old. She flagged him down, got in his taxi, but immediately he knew that she looked nervous and wondered, what is going on here? Surprisingly, this 13-year-old girl asked to be driven an hour and a half away from her town and to be dropped off at the train station. And that caught the taxi driver's attention because she looked nervous. She looked apprehensive. She looked scared. Yet, she was going away from her comfort zone. So he made small talk, befriended her, tried to get as much information about her life, where she was going, was she going to meet someone there, her family, friends. And within an hour and a half, he knew something was really wrong. So the taxi driver calls his wife and says, you know what, there's a situation here. What do I do? Something's going on here, and I think this girl's in deep trouble. So his wife said, well, ask her if she wants to talk to me. So the taxi driver asked the young girl, hey, would you like to talk to my wife? Da, 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 da. And the girl, surprisingly, accepted. So talking to the taxi driver's wife kind of helped the girl to put her guard down, and she became more trusting of the taxi driver. And then the taxi driver dropped her off at the train station, but he did not drive away. He stayed there, and she evidently was looking for someone. Well, to make a long story short, she had contacted and had been in chat conversation with a John, a 35-year-old man, grooming this 13-year-old girl. So much so that she had been convinced that she wanted to go meet him. And sure enough, he showed up. The John showed up. And the taxi driver, knowing that something was really wrong, contacted the authorities. When they arrested this man, he had all the paraphernalia in his backpack to bind this girl, to sexually abuse her, and to even kill her. And this was averted because somebody was paying attention. And this is my point in telling you these things and informing you of how these things are going on right under our nose. What does it say about a society where these practices are on the rise by leaps and bounds? Who are we? What have we become? What have we become? The Department of Justice describes what the sex trafficking of children entails in the following description, and I'll share this with you. And I quote, child sex trafficking refers to the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a minor for the purpose of a commercial sex act. Offenders of this crime, who are commonly referred to as traffickers or pimps, target vulnerable children and gain control over them using a variety of manipulative methods. Victims frequently fall prey to traffickers who lure them in with an offer of food, clothes, attention, friendship, love, and a seemingly safe place to sleep. After cultivating a relationship with a child and engendering a false sense of trust, the trafficker will begin engaging the child in prostitution and use physical, emotional, and psychological abuse to keep the child trapped in a life of prostitution. It is common for traffickers to isolate victims by moving them far away from friends and family, altering their physical appearances, or continuously moving them to new locations. Victims are heavily conditioned to remain loyal to the trafficker and to distrust law enforcement. No child is immune to becoming a victim of child sex trafficking, regardless of the child's race, age, socioeconomic status, or location, and every child involved in this form of commercial sexual exploitation is a victim. End of quote of this description from the Department of Justice. You know the children that break away from their parents at the grocery store or at the department store and the parents let them go over to the toy section by themselves? And then pretty soon they cannot find them? Guess what? They are everywhere. The pimps and the traffickers are everywhere. A man who ran an orphanage and the traffickers thought that he was wealthy, at a social meeting, this man's child, a young boy, walked away from him for a little bit, and the father thought he was going to go find his mother. The child was going to go find his mother, and when the time came a few minutes later, neither the father nor the mother had the child. Right there, in that social meeting where the mother and the father were present, this child disappeared and still has not been found. And the man received calls for ransom, and he paid, twice he paid $4,500, but never received the child to this day. Do you see how easily this is happening right under our nose? And we must be aware. Any sane person will agree with me when I say that sex trafficking and exploitation of any human being, and especially innocent children, is one of the most despicable, heinous, abhorrent, vile, abominable, mean, low-down, loathsome, odious crimes against humanity. And believe me, my list of descriptive words to express the revolting feeling I get just at the mere thought of this practice that is going on right under our nose here in America and around the world, believe me, that list could be a mile long. And to think that child trafficking is going on in all 50 states in America. You heard that right. All across this land, from border to border. Sometimes in the most remote and rural areas is where these children are kept, in camps, in orphanages. That is the social facade. But underneath is all this dark world filled with crime, victimization, and exploitation of children. There's many things that we can do. And I hope that once you listen to this program, you will never be the same again. I pray that you will not have peace until you get involved, at least with these organizations that are doing an excellent job working with the governments of other nations and our government and doing an excellent work and putting their lives on the line, but they need our help. They need our help. And there's many ways that you can help. You can go on this undergroundrailroad.com website and they'll tell you how you can get involved. We're going to continue with this topic and I do pray that you will come back. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast. May these truths challenge and change your heart. We hope today's topic has truly enriched your life so we can make America strong again. This program is made possible by the generous financial support of our listeners. All donations are tax deductible. We would love to hear your questions or comments. Please visit our website at www.culturallegacy.org. You may email us at cl@culturallegacy.org or write to The Future of America, P.O. Box 38456, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. Call us at 877-732-2887. That's 877-732-2887. Remember, you are a person of positive or negative influence. What you do today will impact the future.